The death of 19 Chinese shellfish gatherers on the northwest coast of England last week highlights the problem such workers, who are mostly illegal immigrants, face in Britain. The problem of illegal migrant workers is ever present and growing in Europe, but it doesn't usually surface as dramatically as it did last week on the Lancashire coast of northwest England. 19 Chinese immigrants, most of them residing in Britain illegally, drowned while gathering shellfish when they were unable to escape the rapidly rising tidal waters. The laborers, most of whom were in their teens or early 20s, were paid as little as $2 a day by their employers, a ruthless group of gang bosses. Already a handful of arrests have been made. The assistant police chief for the Lancashire area, Julia Hodson, says the search is on for those who hired and took advantage of these people.
Gang leaders are at the top of the hierarchy of the list of people that we need to deal with, to speak to arrest and to interview. At a local level, the chain may be two or three. If we want to go international, then obviously the complexities and the breadth and depth of it will be much greater.
By definition, not all gang bosses' activities are illegal. Harvesting of certain crops by migrant workers, for instance, is a regulated industry. But in the case of the Lancashire deaths, Rural Affairs Minister Alan Michael says the law has been broken and the government will crack down on the offenders.
Gangmasters who operate outside the law cannot be allowed to continue to put workers' lives at risk. The government will therefore ensure that the full force of the law is brought to bear on those committing these crimes.
The government of Prime Minister Tony Blair is backing new legislation to tighten the immigrant labor laws, but the Prime Minister says fighting the gang bosses in the murky world of labor exploitation is not, and never has been, an easy task.
It's precisely for that reason that we do remove illegal immigrants from this country. It's actually thousands and thousands a year. But this is a problem being faced by this government now, by the previous government when they were in power, by governments right around the Western world.
Beth Hertzfeld from Anti-Slavery International agrees the problem has been around for a long time.
Certainly it's a problem in Britain and as in other parts of Europe. It's hard to say the exact scale because quite often the abuse of migrant workers, their exploitation, the forced labor aspects are hidden. And it's only when cases such as the deaths of the Chinese workers in Morecambe Bay in Lancashire, when these sorts of cases come to light, that people see the problem. So there are many cases of exploitation that are going unnoted because they're hidden.
She says more safeguards must be afforded to those people who find themselves being exploited by unscrupulous gang bosses, and she welcomes the current legislative efforts being made to tighten up controls.
We certainly welcome the government attention and involvement, but we would encourage at all levels that the people who are being exploited, whether it's as trafficked victims or in the case of the cockle pickers, that their rights are recognized and also that they're protected so that they, in the case of people who've been trafficked, they are given the support that they need.
She adds one of the common ploys is for gang employers to take away their laborers' passports and other identification papers in order to keep control over the workers.
It's really important that there are laws in place that protect people in this situation so that, for instance, one of the areas that we're urging the government to introduce policies on is to ensure that people, when they are foreign workers, that they don't have their papers taken by their employers. At the moment in the UK, as in most countries, there is no law protecting migrant workers from the confiscation of their identity papers. And if an employer holds on to these documents, then frequently this is used to pressure the workers to accept bad pay and poor conditions.
Earlier this week, the Prime Minister unveiled his plans to establish a new national policing body, the Serious Organized Crime Agency, whose aim will be to combat organized crime such as people smuggling and drug trafficking. The new agency is to become operational within 2 years. Mr. Blair explains the new agency is necessary to combat new threats.
Organized crime needs to be tackled in a different way. It requires a different court process, different powers, and it requires one agency that brings together the police, the customs and excise, and others that are working on this issue. And we're not going to beat organized crime if we simply work in the way that we worked, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago.
The tragic death of 19 Chinese workers helped expose the seamy side of the labor market in Britain, and many hope raised the problem to the top of the government's agenda. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.